We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. It's the Bart Winkler Show, and we're talking Bucks basketball today. A lot of other things happened over the weekend. Big win for Forward Madison, FC. Woo! The Brewers were not watched a lot by me, but we have plenty of Brewers discussion for you. Let's see. Devondre Campbell thinks that there's the COVID vaccine in meat sold at Walmart. All of these things we'll get to another day. We're talking Bucks basketball on this show as the Bucks lose game one to the Miami Heat. Final 130 to 117. And I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I do some fill-in work on CBS Sports Radio. I do. And one of the things that I had said was we all say it. I'm just stealing the point from everybody else. These game ones are weird with the Bucks. You can't trust them. Even the year they won the finals, the Heat were even worse than this. And they took the Bucks to overtime in game one, and we all panicked. And then, you know, eventually the Bucks won that series in five. Boston a few years before that, before they, like, got better, they came to Pfizer, won game one. Bucks won the series in five. I have a feeling we're going to be in for the same sort of thing, the gentleman sweep situation. Bucks are going to get that game five money after losing a game at home here. But I think that there's a lot of people that are already prematurely freaking out. TNT at the end of this game was acting like the Bucks got eliminated. I said, why is TNT acting like we just got eliminated? Got a tweet from Jim. He says, because it's clear to objective observers. With Giannis questionable going forward and the Bucks being thoroughly outplayed, the thought of an upset in the series is real. Not saying that will happen, but to not admit the Bucks could be living in trouble is living in fantasy world. I would just say, like, your hottest of hot takes, you can save for if the Bucks lose game two. But even then, they were down 0-2 to the Nets. They were down 0-2 to the Suns. We'll get to the Giannis stuff. We'll see what's up with him. And I'll say the same thing I always do after like that. It sucks they lost. They played shit defense. You know, the Heat made a bunch of shots. Okay, Kevin Love, corpse, whatever. But the Bucks still could have won that game. If Miami was any good, they would have had a 25-point lead at the beginning of the fourth quarter. But they stink. And we let them come in here and beat us up. Did they have an advantage by playing in the play-in? You know, I argue sometimes in baseball that's how it works. But I don't know. Thank you to everybody that is joining us throughout the show, whether it's on the podcast or live in person. If you are live during the YouTube, there's a StreamYard link that you can join. You can also leave comments on YouTube, Facebook as well. I'm not sure I would see the ones on Twitter, but I still feel pretty good about that. You guys can join. We'll see your face. You can talk. Matt in the Falls. Hey, buddy.
Hello.
Thumbs down from Matt in the Falls.
Yep. I mean, that was pretty brutal. I'm not panicking. On one hand, I am disgusted, and that was a painful 2.5 hours. Did we lead at all? Was that wire to wire for them?
No. Shit. I don't know.
It might have been. Anyway, so.
Being down in the playoffs sucks, even when it was like 11-5. I really wanted this series to just be a cakewalk and never have to feel like we're actually in the playoffs. But as soon as you're down, even if it's like like I said, 11 to 5, you're like, I mean, I'm already standing up and pacing. We're fine, but it still gets to you. Go ahead.
I was up standing in front of the TV about 5 minutes ago, just waiting and holding on to the hope that, you know, 8 points, 8 points. If we hit a three, it's only 5 points. Then we can't make that shot. And then they come down and they get a floater, a 6 foot floater, or they get a three from a guy that, you know, I just heard of in the play-in. So it sucks. I think we're going to beat them. Middleton was very good. I mean, 2 for 7 from three. We could have taken more from him, but we could have taken more from everyone. I think looking at the box score, even though I did watch the game, looking at all the stats, the only thing that jumps out is the three-point shooting. We were 11 for 45.
Yeah.
I mean, if we make 20 of 45, which is less than 40%, we win this game. That's, you know, 27 points. And it changes the outcome because that's fewer long rebounds they're getting, because all these threes that we're missing, just long rebounds that go right to the Heat that are bunched up.
Especially early in the shot clock, you know, whether it's Portis or Wes, and you're like, all right, let's get it. And then it's so early. I mean, that's a bummer.
Yeah, it's like that. So it really sucks, but I think that the three-point shooting was the problem, and obviously Giannis. But even without Giannis, we're better than them. And I think most days that's clear, but today we were just ice cold, and it was painful to watch.
We're coming at you. You can check this out on YouTube, also the podcast, The Bart Winkler Show. Weekday mornings posted at 5 a.m., Spotify, Apple, Odyssey, all that stuff. Our video streams are brought to you by Dan Shaney of Dan Shaney Insurance. You can check him out, danshaney.com. The link will be provided right there in the video, S-C-H-A-N-I. Dan's an independent guy, so he, like me, is doing his own thing, and he's working with different insurance companies to get you the best rates, the best deals on your auto, home, and business. Tom, who was the first guy to hook us up with Steaks from Omaha Steaks, Tom switched his work insurance already. So, Tom, who has a business, and I'll promote that too because Tom's a hero. 414-732-2542. DanShaney.com today is the Bucks postgame show. They lose to the Heat.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
So we've been talking a little bit about Giannis. Obviously, he got hurt. He went down in the second quarter, late first, second quarter, kind of came back in, then didn't, and it was lower back tightness, spasms. I would expect at some point we're going to see him again, and that might be as soon as Wednesday. Tyler Hero broke his hand. I don't know, is anybody pissed at Grayson yet? Because he, like, you know, did a thing with the ball where he took it back, and then he got Hero to dive at it. And is anybody calling Grayson Allen dirty yet or not? Have we avoided that, or is that just me with some
PC? Is that real that he broke his hand, or are you just
– Hero broke his hand.
Being
yeah.
Hyperbolic.
No, Hero broke his hand. That's what the Heat said. Hyperbolic was Reggie Miller, who said the heat of Tyler Hero will be worse for the Heat than any loss of Giannis for the Bucks. That is a comment that Reggie Miller
That kills me.
Did say, yes.
Reggie was probably my favorite player outside of the Bucks growing up, and now he's such a terrible announcer. And every time that he says something dumb, it just takes away a little bit of my childhood.
He did not say Kodak moment tonight. That was a catchphrase he was trying to get for like a picture perfect moment for a few years. He did try to do rust or rest. He said that about 50 times at the beginning of the broadcast. And for those of you that might say, well, why don't you watch it on Bally Sports Wisconsin? With all due respect, this is the playoffs. I'm not watching it on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Oh, come on.
With all due respect.
Marcus and what's her face?
Yeah, I didn't even watch Jim and John during the playoffs. You watch it on the national broadcast.
Her name's Lisa. I'm going local until the conference finals.
No, man. I think they just give it to you for that first series. So you're going to be forced to come over to TNT next week.
That's
funny. Assuming the Bucks make it. Like if you're so this is here. Let me do this. And okay. I'll read some of these comments and I'll bring in Hot Take Jake as well. So we got Hot Take Jake.
I was just going to call him out and say, ask him just for his thoughts on Chris tonight.
Hold that thought. I'm going to have you hold that thought. I need to rally and say what I'm going to say. And I've said this every year. I've said this every year, and I'm going to say it again. And if anybody is within the sound of my voice that gets this or whoever, if there's someone you can share it to, let's not freak out over one game. And there's all these other series going on. You know, there's the series that have happened before the Bucks game. The Knicks go to Cleveland and they get a win on the road. It's like, oh my God, the Knicks could win the series. Cleveland can come right back around, win game one or win game two, maybe go to New York, win game three. It all changes. Memphis is Ja out. The Lakers, I mean, it's one game. The Kings, look at that. They held off the Warriors. That's one game. Although that did kind of feel, Jake, like the Kings were Cody Rhodes and the Warriors were Roman Reigns, and the NBA actually gave the right outcome to that script because of how like much everybody loved it. So let's not freak about one game. And I know that some of you are like 19 years old, and that's fine. But some of you are like older, and some of you, like you watch the playoff run. I told you before the playoffs, these are going to be intense, and it's going to be a roller coaster. And this game was like a greatest hits of every loss we've ever seen in the playoffs. Injury, really shitty calls, really atrocious calls. The other team goes bonkers from three. Duncan Robinson. It was a who's who greatest hits of the playoffs. But if you're someone who watched the finals run and thinks today that it's over, how have you ever learned anything in your life? Have you ever retained any information? Do you know what street you live on? Do you know your name? Because you can't be that stupid. Anyway, with that being said, we'll now officially welcome in HTJ. HTJ! HTJ!
The people's champ has returned. Can you guys hear me?
Sure can. You sound as good as ever. Looks like yeah. Jake has upgraded from the sex dungeon to somewhat of a studio.
Yeah, no, I went into the office after Giannis got hurt because I was just too pissed off. And I'm like, I'm at least going to try to get some work done and let this game kind of play in the background.
Wow.
Is it?
What's up? What are you looking at?
Is that your home or are you in like a conference room of a fitness center?
Yeah, I'm in my office at a fitness center.
You can plug if you want.
I didn't want to jump in and just assume the plug, but we're called Lift MKE or Lift Milwaukee. So,
is this real?
Yeah, come check us out.
It's real. I checked it out.
Bart's been there.
Yeah, they got a great space.
Wait, so you are at the fitness center?
Yes. So,
I had no idea. I just totally just called
that. That was a good guess. Wow. No, if you're in the Milwaukee area and you're looking for a real workout, come check us out.
Yeah.
Awesome.
There you go.
But I came into the office to get a little bit of work done because I knew where this game was headed as soon as Giannis went out and they said he wasn't coming back. Also, Matt, I'm glad you changed the lighting. I don't know, whatever it was before, the lighting made you look like PS2 like, graphics or something. It was weird.
You talking to me or Matt?
No, that was Matt, yeah. But no, I mean, I know everybody wants my Middleton take. I heard everybody on the voicemails last week. Like, you guys, first of all, some of you guys got to touch grass. Okay. I know you need me. You don't want to act like you do, but here's my take on Middleton tonight. He did well on offense. Defensively left some to be desired. That's just who he is at this point. Had a sloppy handle, had some bad turnovers, some bad passes, but I mean, Middleton is what he is at this point. I wasn't expecting anything different. I was glad he stepped up a little bit, on paper at least, but the biggest disappointment to me was outside of Bobby Portis, this team showed no fight after Giannis went down. And it's not just a matter of making shots and, you know, playing bad defense. It's just, you could see it. They were lethargic. There was no energy. Nobody was running the court, and it looked like they pretty much, closed up shop as soon as Giannis went down.
It looked like almost, and we've talked about their game one problems. You know, Bud in game one is an idiot, and could they have come out flat? Did it benefit the Heat by being in this play-in tournament? All that stuff. It looks like they were just like resigned that, yeah, we'll lose this game. It just seemed like that was what they always knew the outcome would be. Even towards the end, you know, I'm setting up for the show and I come down here. There's 5 minutes left. They're down 10 points. But at no point did it ever seem like they had it in them to make a run. This game, you know, they got a little closer in the third quarter. I think Ingles hit a shot, and then they got a little closer. But at no point, like, we all kind of figured this game was – like they were just going to lose this game.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. No matter how close the score got, you can ask anybody else. I mean, I think you're going to get mostly the same response. Like, I never felt they were going to win. Like, it just, no, they'll get a little closer. Then Heat will run away a little bit. Then they'll get a little closer. Heat will run away a little bit. Just, I don't know. It definitely shows the Giannis effect. Because I think if the Bucks are at full health without Giannis, you flip them with it. Well, not flip them, but they're in the Heat's position where they're a 7-8 seed. You know, hopefully trying to win a game in a playoff series, kind of what most of us Bucks fans are used to.
Just a programming note, as people are jumping on the stream, which is awesome. I'm going to do another live show after game two, which will be on Wednesday night. They tip off at 8. We can talk if that's a must win. The answer is it's not. And then Saturday night. Hold that thought. If Saturday night, I should be getting home just as the game ends, so that I might start a little late. I'll be in Madison. I'll be doing the PA for Forward Madison soccer.
I'll be tuned in.
What's
wherever
they play? It's a friendly against the Wisconsin Badgers Saturday night. Bree Stevens Field, come on out, join the flock.
I have a question. If it's a friendly, do they ever do unfriendlies in soccer, or how does that work?
Aggressive.
The last game I was at was unfriendly. There were like fights.
Really?
And the ref had no control. She was terrible. No further comments.
Did you just assume her gender?
Well, it was a woman. I guess I didn't ask how she – I didn't ask.
Are you sure?
You're right. I did.
You sick bastard. This is 2023, Bart.
Like, I did assume. I am
2023, and here we are.
I'm going to bring in Q in a second. You guys are free to stick around if you'd like. Sure. I got Matt in the Falls here. Hot Take Jake. Do want to tell you guys, Happy Place Hemp, promo code BART, 25% off every single order. They've got gummies. They've got tinctures. You can spray it in your dog's mouth if he's old and weak and hates his life. You don't want to kill a dog, right? I wish we had the CBD stuff for my dog. I've talked about my dog. She had like 3 good years and then 8 miserable cancer-filled years. It was we really did her dirty. Like, if my family goes to hell for anything, it's how we just treated this dog. I mean, we sucked.
So if it got that magic collar that allowed it to speak, all it would have said is, kill me, kill me.
kill me. This is hell. I am in hell, she would say. Bailey Girl Winkler, prayers up to Bailey. Happy Place Hemp. Promo code's BART. Check out the gummies. Again, it's 25% off on every order, so you can try some, get a bigger batch, what you like as well. Especially good if you're not drinking. You still have not had a drink since New Year's Q, or is tonight going to be what pushes you over the edge?
No, I mean, I feel you said that you would spray stuff in the mouth. I feel like Bam and and Butler just sprayed all up in the Bucks' mouth tonight.
No, we did not need to go there.
I don't know. I'm going to say this. The series starts on Wednesday. That was just we had to give them a game to keep people interested.
Get that game five money, come back.
Yeah. I'm now it all really depends on Giannis and his injury. It's kind of a scary injury. Like, if you guys recall, you guys remember TJ Ford, he fell on his tailbone and it messed him up for the rest of his career. They're not saying it's a tailbone, they're saying it's a lower back. It looked higher up than the tailbone, like where he grabbed. He wasn't grabbing like at his butt crack. It was like higher up. But I don't know. I guess.
You know what? An injury similar to that was me. One night when I was like 23 at Pado, all my friends left me. And so I was trying to walk back to the east side along the railroad tracks. Terrible. But I ended up walking to Miller Park. I went the wrong way and I jumped a fence and like shot my left leg up into my torso and like limped home. I went to a gas station and thankfully someone.
You could have gone pro, man. It's too bad.
Yeah.
Was that
gone pro?
Was that before Uber?
Yeah. And I didn't have any cash to go to the taxis outside of Pato. Yeah, before Uber. I mean, some of you 22-year-olds around here didn't know life before Uber and think the Bucks losing one game is the end of the world. So to go back to UQ, it's like we've seen this before. We know all the reasons. They shot well from three. What's kind of a bummer to me is that it happened, though. Like, it still happened. We know all these things. We know how they've lost in the playoffs before. And as I've said, this was a greatest hits of playoff losses. And Giannis being out was one thing. But the Heat, like, you saw the way the Bucks beat Chicago without Giannis and Middleton towards the end of the season. They can beat the Heat without Giannis. They can. I hope it doesn't come to that, but they can. The Heat are no good, or they would have run away with this game. If the Heat were any good, it would have still been a game at the end. Problem is, they're making all these threes. So we're all like, oh, shit, I got to cover Kevin Love. And then Jimmy Butler can do whatever he wants. So I'm just – it sucks that this was so predictable and it still did occur. And now we have to wait until Wednesday for 3 days of the discourse. We have to wait until Wednesday. And then, like, if they do lose Wednesday, then I'm going to have to – but this – I got to say one more thing. This proves everything you've been saying about the regular season. Because none of that shit matters. You were upset about the Celtics loss. You were upset about the Sixers loss. None of that matters. This is its own beast. You're in a series now with your own challenges. And your own – this is what matters. Okay.
Well, going forward. I would say and then Wednesday, Jay. If Giannis is back, it makes Wednesday must win. If he's not back – on Wednesday, I do not think it's a must-win game. But I really hope we do win, obviously. But I would say silver linings from this game. It's great to see Chris's offense. I hope it wasn't a one-game spurt. I hope it's something that he can maintain. I think, like everybody who covers the Bucks was saying, that he doesn't have a minutes restriction during the playoffs. So I think that's a one big positive. And then obviously Bobby had a big game off the bench, but both of them, it was kind of, I would call them sponge games, where Giannis being out is a mess and they kind of cleaned up the mess like a sponge. So we'll see if it's sustainable, but I think aside
that branding,
are they sponge worthy?
The last thing I'll say is, besides the Giannis injury, my biggest concern is Brooke Lopez's play. I thought he was going to eat against the Heat because they really don't have that much height besides Bam.
But why didn't we? Why did we take 44 threes against a team that has no inside presence?
I don't really know.
We always take 44 threes.
I guess.
Well, and it's a panic move. Once you get down a certain amount, it's like, you know, we got to get back into this thing. This is our only shot. I don't know. I've been for years, I've wondered why, like, Brook Lopez still has a down low, like, post game, and the Bucks never ever utilize it. Like, they'll let Bobby do it, but they don't let Brook cook ever. So, like, on nights when his shot wasn't falling, like tonight.
Well, last time Giannis got hurt against the Hawks, Brook did cook. He had to cook. That was their option. And the, right. the Giannis gets hurt tonight.
That was the last time we really saw it consistently.
Yeah, we're just like, screw it. Ryan has this stat. I assume that it's true. He tweeted it to me. I'm not double checking it. He said, under Coach Bud, the Bucks are 5-7 in game one of a playoff series. They are 33-16 in all other games. That's
a great
right.
stat.
I'm going to say it's true.
It sounds true.
Feels right.
Sounds pretty true. Anything on the tip of your tongue? So otherwise, I'm going to read some comments. You're welcome to hang.
I say everybody needs to cut Bud some slack. Like, we.
Someone told me the Bucks will never win a championship with him.
They already did.
They already did.
It's so stupid. And like,
it's honestly, guys, like 2 years ago never happened. It's like, or it happened in the bubble. Like, the whole world recognizes the Bucks as champions 2 years ago, except for Bucks fans. And I'm glad they were shitting on the Bucks fans at the end of that game. Were you there, Q?
No, I was. I'm going Wednesday.
Okay. We suck. We suck.
I mean,
we suck.
So I kind of rip on Bucks fans a lot, but I do not like going to game ones of the first round because it's a bunch of noobs. Like, yeah. It's always a bunch of noobs that just have no idea, especially if it's a Sunday. Like, no,
noobs.
It's, I don't know. It's like family night, and it, like, it's just not, it's not a playoff atmosphere on a Sunday. So, but what I was going to say is, like, true Bucks fans kind of have come to expect this from Coach Bud in a game one. He really doesn't like to show much until he
Which
has
is absurd.
To.
That is absurd. It's game one. Like, the playoffs started.
But it works.
It's not like
though.
You're playing in game 78 of the regular season.
I feel like it works. Like, I'm not going to question it. Like,
hey, he won a title. I've never won a title.
And he won a title, and then two of his assistant coaches were playing today. Like, Memphis and Lakers are coached by his assistant coaches. Like, yeah. He's doing something right, and he came from, like, arguably the best NBA coach ever's tree, like, coaching tree in Greg Popovich. So, I don't know. What do you think, Jake?
I think my biggest takeaway, other than, like, the Giannis injury just – changes any and all analysis of this game. It was just in general disappointing that coming into today, I thought the Bucks might be the most disrespected one seed ever, like overall one seed in the entire NBA right now. And I'm like, so go out and shove it up their ass. Like, Giannis isn't getting MVP. Brook isn't getting, he's going to get a couple votes for defensive player. Like, Bud's not going to be coach of the year. Like, when does that happen where you're the number one overall seed? You don't get really any postseason accolades. I was hoping, like, all right, let's take that and use that as a little motivation. But from the get-go, you could just tell that, I don't know, maybe too much time off, and it's a, you know, maybe they thought they were going to roll the ball out and just win.
I wonder how much losing a player of Giannis's caliber, like, kind of affects your psyche. And, like, obviously it affects your game plan if your best player's out, but I want, like, they said on
but
the
they've
broadcast,
gone through it though. They've gone through it.
They have, but I don't know. Especially that early in the game, and we were like already kind of down. And then like the Nassis, like the one thing that scares me is that the Nassis sprinted to the locker room, they said, which makes, like, this is conjecture, but like, why would Jan or Thanasis run to the locker room unless it was like really bad news? Like, did he have to console Giannis?
Maybe that was the only way he was going to get a workout in tonight.
No, but
well, maybe like, it was the only way to keep Giannis off the floor was Thanasis had to like stop him.
That's yeah. I guess those are two positive ways to think about it. I'm concerned about.
I would say it's just Thanasis being Thanasis. I don't think there's anything.
Well, and let's remember too. We all watched Giannis's leg turn in half, like, and then he just like took a few days off, and then he came back and had the greatest NBA Finals performance ever. So
at least he didn't break his fucking hand.
Well, until further notice, I'm just going to assume that Giannis is still Superman and he's going to be fine.
Now, if Giannis is out for an extended period of time, it would still be inexcusable to lose this series.
I agree.
The Bucks without Giannis, this Heat team is no good. They proved they're no good. If they were any good, they would have beat us by 30 points. That'll be what I say Monday morning on Writer Than You. Once again, back on CBS Sports Radio. Also on Wednesday morning on Writer Than You, also next Sunday morning, and starting the week after the draft, I will be hosting on CBS Sports Radio from 1 to 5 every Sunday throughout the summer.
Good for now, you
think, what's the name of your show going to be?
It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing. Congratulations. That's now, awesome.
You think that's pretty awesome. Awesome. I can't wait to turn on 1250 and listen. No, they don't run CBS on the weekends.
Good. They don't
deserve
you.
Which almost makes me more mad than the fact I got let go in the first place.
They don't deserve you.
I agree. They need to learn their lesson.
No, stop. Let me read some comments, if I may, if you guys want to chime in. It's the Bart Winkler Show. We got Matt in the Falls in the upper right box when he wants to come back. We got Q. We got Hot Take Jake. Brett says Bucks in 5.
I like it.
I like that too. Josh says story of the game. Bucks get close, miss a few shots. Miami hits a 3. And I like that in one universe we're stuck with Al Horford. And then another we get Kevin Love playing the role of Al Horford tonight. The understudy. I like Kevin Love as much as the next guy. Hey, I like him as much as the next guy. Oh, by the way, in wrestling, Jake, you know, was Kevin Love blading? 414-799-1250. I think he cut himself on purpose. He's got a blade. He cut his arm to get a free timeout at the end of the third quarter. Yeah, the John Moxley of the NBA.
You see Simone sporting a mouth guard today after his concussion.
Who?
From Friday's game.
Love?
Yeah, he had a clear mouth guard in. I don't know if you guys watched that playing game, but he cracked his head just about as hard as I've seen anybody do it in an NBA game. So,
speaking of concussions, did anybody see Devondre Campbell going off on Twitter today for a complete left turn here?
No.
Check it out if you want a good laugh.
Please, no, Big Ron. I'm on CBS on Sunday. Big Ron in Jersey calls in. He's like, hey, I want to keep things a little local for a second. Packers linebacker Devondre Campbell is tweeting that the COVID vaccine's in the meat at Walmart.
What?
I'm like, Ron, what are you doing to me? This is my big spot here. I'm not talking COVID implanted meat.
Stole my thunder. That's well, not only is he saying this, but now he's getting like,
bring
into
it up
Twitter
on this
wars
shit,
with people.
Bring it up on this shitastrophe of a show. We'll bring it up on my CBS show. Come on. Jay Freely, Bucks and its fans are getting owned tonight. Embarrassing. And this is a fun fact. I got to remind you, the Bucks are now officially 0-1 in the Jimmy Haslam era. The Bucks are now 0-1 in the Jimmy Haslam era.
Shit. I forgot about that. That is bad news. Maybe I'm less confident. Oof.
And I'm going to tweet it in a better way. Because if I'm tweeting this now, so we'll see what the reaction is. If I tweet the Bucks are 0-1 in the Jimmy Haslam era, people will think I'm like really shitting on Jimmy Haslam and I'm like so worked up about it. But I wanted to have a level of troll. So I'm going to put the Bucks are now 0-1 since Alex Lazary resigned his position.
That's where I was going to go. I was going to say they're 0-1 without Alex.
Yeah, but he built the stadium, so... You know,
with his bare hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a hard hat on.
People forget. And Christian says it's one game. I agree with that. I think Christian's a new dad. If not, I'm looking at the wrong Instagram. If so, congratulations. Mr. I'm Still Dead says, I hate the goddamn Heat. I'm glad Hero broke his hand. Ooh. It was sort of like I had to remember, because how I feel about the Celtics now is how I felt about the Heat all those yesteryears ago. And it really, all those feelings really did come rushing back in terms of how much I hated them.
I hope Tyler comes back soon. I don't wish anybody bad health.
Well, as Reggie Miller said, the Heat are in bigger trouble without Tyler.
Did you see Reggie Miller? You know, he was Reggie tonight, but there was a play where Jrue Holiday got pulled to the ground by, I think, Gabe Vincent, and he's just like, well, that should be a foul on Holiday. What are the referees looking at here? Like, the referees looked at it on the replay, and he still couldn't understand.
You know what fucked us, too, is there were a couple times where I thought we hit a three, but we hit a two.
Yeah, they had
Middleton
a lot of
had one.
Yeah, Jay.
Portis had one. And then I'm watching the TNT scoreboard, and they're not giving us the points quickly enough. And then I really was losing it at one point. I'm like, give us the points! Like, I was turning into everyone that I hated. Who else do we got commenting? I hate losing to the Heat. Sam says without Giannis, they can still make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't know, man. Without Giannis, I might give a series to the Knicks or the Cavs.
Hey, yeah, shout out Giannis. To Sam, by the way. He's one of my athletes here at the gym.
Sam?
Yeah, good man.
I know his brother, Ben.
Look at that. Small world.
Yeah. Let's see. We're talking about the three-point stuff in the comments. Comments tonight are brought to you by Carl's Place, carlovet.com. Get a golf simulator today. You know who I am really going to shout out? Not that I just didn't shout out Carl's Place, which I might go – I might try to watch a game there on their simulator because you can watch TV also on these simulators.
Nice. It's like the Back to the Future setup.
Is I do need to mention Teacher Tom's painting business.
All the plugs tonight.
Well, so Tom's like, hey, can you mention my business? I'll pay you. I said, don't pay me. You're the first one that ordered Omaha Steaks. You switched to Dan Shaney Insurance like 8 hours after I started promoting Dan. I'll promote you. And then he like Venmo me money. I got it. Tom, I'm giving that back to you. Tom's G&G Painting. Check them out on Twitter. Tom's GG Painting 1. 21 years of teaching experience, 11 years of painting.
Oh, yeah, there they are. Look at that. Tom. That was good.
Tom paints MKE at gmail.com.
Yeah, Tom.
All right.
It is cool to like get confirmation that these are real people because, like, we had the Tainter, the Painter, like, the, you know, all the different. Yeah. It's like the mid-90s WWE. You had all the, like, occupational.
Hey, we're a community here, and we got people helping people. Tom's getting his insurance done. Okay, hopefully someone gets a paint job done from Tom. The insurance guy is going to go to my guys at Sun Ann Interactive for a new website.
Yeah.
We're all going to feast on Omaha Steaks. Just having a great time, popping some gummies. Oh, my Lord.
Hell yeah.
My favorite thing about this show is somebody can just say Mike the Tainter and we don't even flinch. It's just like we just move on.
Yeah.
And then we get serious analysis from a man with a bag on his head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cone's been bringing it lately. Okay. Here's Big Ron, I think. Matt, where are you? Are you in? Are you out? Matt?
Matt's in the tub.
All right. Well, I'll remove him. I'm gonna add Big Ron in Jersey. Big Ron, I appreciated the call today on CBS. Okay.
I thought Ron was sleeping for a minute.
Yeah, Ron, you got a face that like always looks like your phone is frozen.
Well, you know, we gotta inject.
Yes, Ron.
Yeah, well, you know, Bart, you called me out with my call talking about
Devondre Campbell and the meat. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I'm getting like some feedback here.
Yeah, am I like talking back to you in time or what is happening?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's weird.
Hey, hold on. It's Teacher Tom.
Hi. Thanks for the plug. Tom?
Hey, stop sending me money, though.
Okay.
Just keep buying. How about I'll plug you as much as you want? Oh, shit. I shouldn't have said it that way. How about I'll promote your business as much as you want if you just, like, buy a subscription to Omaha Steaks.
Sounds good.
What'd you think of the game, Tom?
I only caught bits and pieces of it. But
well, don't watch the rest.
I couldn't believe how many threes the Heat kept making.
Tom, who's better, the Heat at making threes or you at painting a house?
Ooh, I think I'm pretty good at painting a house.
Yeah, I bet you're a lot more consistent, Tom.
Definitely. Yeah. I might not have the hot streak, but I'll be consistent.
Is that whose child is this?
Not me.
Is it a cat?
Someone's squeaking. Ron?
That's right. My cat, man.
Oh, put it down. It's annoying.
Spray something in its mouth from Happy Place.
Yeah, get some Happy
Place.
Ron,
did you have any Happy Place tonight?
Well, the cat's fucked up. I mean, that's for sure.
So, I will be hitting it later, yes.
What, Tom?
So tomorrow night I'm giving an estimate to one of the listeners.
Oh, you are?
Who lives in Bayview.
Look at that. People helping people.
So thank you.
Yeah, I might hit you up for an estimate for a place in Tosa here. Also, okay. Big Ron, why are you delayed by like 35 seconds? It's ridiculous. Yeah.
He's on my app is what – Bart Winkler Plus, he's on my app. It streams at length. We'll wait for Big Ron.
Meow.
And Bart, then the cat is not on the delay, though. Ron himself is on delay. The cat is getting the stream at the appropriate time. The
circuits need to connect.
Ron's on a delay. The cat had better takes than any of us so far.
Well, I wanted to ask you, Bart, did Tim just immediately dump you, or is he like going to give you the slow burn?
No, great question. All right, I'm going to – Tom, do you got anything else, bud?
Yeah, I'm happy that I have the Dan Shanny insurance. I needed to renew my business insurance last week, and I wasn't happy with the company and the price that I had. And Dan's quote was 33% cheaper.
Fucking Tom. Goddamn hero.
So that timing was perfect.
All right, buddy. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Thank you.
See you, Tom. Teacher Tom. Bye. And in the summer, he's Tom the Painter. Big Ron, I'm not sure what to do with you. Your delay is pretty fucked up.
I've been on mute just geeking out this whole time. This is ridiculous. Like, what is going on?
Ron, I'm gonna cut you loose.
Meow.
Okay, Ron.
We love you, Ron.
All right, man.
Jesus, that cat. God, kill that fucking cat. Someone kill that cat. First one to kill the cat gets Omaha Steaks.
Damn.
No, I would never do that. Right. Where's Tim? Tim. Tim is not abandoning me fully. I think it'll be a slow burn abandonment.
Yeah, he's trying to let you down easy.
Has he talked much about? Has he talked about his hours on this show yet? I think he has.
Yeah, he's put him on the other day. Graveyard shift hours, right?
Yeah, 2 to 10 in the morning.
What the fuck do you? So sorry. What do you do from 2 to 10? Like at the sports desk? What?
No, not a sports desk. News. He's a newsman.
Oh, I thought it was a sports desk. Okay, so that makes a little more sense.
If Tiger Woods gets busted, like, doing something crazy the night before Thanksgiving again, he's the one who, like, looks it all up and puts the graphics onto the screen, right?
His real job is basically he is going to be the guy in charge of finding out if it was gunshots or fireworks. That's essentially his job. Sitting at the desk
in your area, right?
Trying to track down these police calls, sending reporters out. And Tim's going to be in charge. And he's been in charge before. He had that cushy job at the Brewers. Is he
good for Uber now?
No, that's where he is right now. He's got his first day of work on Monday. And right now, because the fares are too good, it's raining after a Bucks game. That son of a bee, hardest working man in Milwaukee, is out there driving drunks around. Driving fans around.
My dream was to actually be a guest on the show while I'm in Tim's Uber one day. It's like Bart Winkler Inception.
The best night ever was I got a call from my brother, my youngest brother, who was just tanked. And then at the same time, I was getting a call from Tim. And I said, what the fuck? And my brother was in Tim's car, just completely bombed.
See, that's the magic we got to get on this show.
All right, a couple more comments here. I'm not holding you guys hostage. I mean, you're free to do whatever, you free will.
I got shit else to do. Plus, I need to confirm with you if Omaha Steaks has the COVID vaccine injected into their meats before I order.
You have to pay extra for that. Tim.
Yeah, you do have to pay extra.
Yeah. Fair enough.
By the way, if anyone's worried that they have COVID, do you guys hear the sirens? They're loud. If anyone's worried, in my beautiful neighborhood, if anyone is worried that they have COVID, every time the government sent out free tests, I've been stockpiling tests. So if anyone needs COVID test, I can help you.
You're that guy. You're trying to sell them babies for profit, huh?
I could. Nick says, this team is going nowhere. If you're talking about Heat, I agree.
He's a Wolves fan. He must be talking about the T-Wolves.
Oh, okay.
It says Minneapolis.
Steven, I predicted this would happen, although there's no proof. But I did say the starters not playing the last 3-4 games would hurt them, and someone will get hurt in the first game of the playoffs. Well, that's a pretty fucking detailed prediction. I am going to call cap on that one. I think I will.
Steven's from the future.
Lee says, flopping got to be banned from the NBA. It's so dangerous, man. Shit ain't basketball, man. It's cheating. The block charge situation was a little out of control tonight. And I feel like, can there be basketball without that? I understand wanting to get in front of somebody, but I've always hated just sitting there standing like a, you know, like a royal guardsman and then taking one. By the way, I thought the Bucks should have challenged the Giannis charge, the makeup challenge sequence on the Drew thing.
I feel like Bud got in his own head because he like didn't challenge the first one. So, but Tony Brothers does not call us well. He never does us any favors. So, hopefully, we get a different crew on Wednesday.
Let's see. Austin's here. Austin, ladies and gentlemen.
Austin.
Bottom line.
Hey.
I got Hot Take Jake. We got Q's down there. Austin, did you go to the game?
That was tough. I grilled out before the game, told my buddies when I was grilling with, I said, they're just going to lose this game. They always do. They always lose. This game won, and it's nothing to worry about.
Did you hear Ryan's great stat?
Huh?
Ryan DM'd me a stat. He told me a stat that the Bucks under Coach Bud are 5-7 in game one, and the rest of the playoffs, they are like 33-16 under Bud.
Yeah, that sounds right, man. Every time we watch them play, that seems right. They always lose this in the series. And, like, are we afraid, even without Giannis, it's against the Heat. They will beat them in six games nonetheless. And five. I saw you guys all talking, and I value all three of your opinions on this. And I'm just wanting to know what you guys think on that.
If there's no Giannis, I'm a little bit, I don't know, I'm talking myself into the Heat having more of a chance here, because I'm kind of thinking about tonight. Giannis kind of makes the whole thing go. So guys like Grayson Allen and Jay Crowder, and like none of these guys showed anything. It was like Drew and Chris.
Yeah, what was with Crowder's Mirotic disease tonight?
I don't even like hearing that name associated with it. I'd hate to think that it's going to get to that level. But, you know, if we supposedly have all this depth, it sure as shit didn't show tonight.
It's – I think it's hard. I think we'll see how the game is coached if Giannis doesn't play on Wednesday. That's when I would kind of grade the depth of the team, just because it's hard to plan for something all week and then – your best player's out. It's kind of hard to bounce back from that. I hope I don't have to get an answer to this question. Do you think people would give Bud more credit if we won this series without Giannis?
Hold on. I'm just scrolling through some comments. Was this from you, Austin? Did Ron's cat say Ron at one point?
Yeah, did you hear that? Ron! That's how I meowed, man.
Ryan! I think that was Ron, are you still play. There? Are you back in time, or are you
get the cat involved, man.
No, man, I locked up the cat. I locked up the cat, dude.
No, we want the cat.
Get the cat back.
Get the cat. Bring
back the cat. What's does the Ron name? Just stay in the StreamYard room like at all times?
Yeah, he was still there. And I think he's better. I think he's fixed.
No, I'm fixed. I had two windows open. That's why I was lagging.
So oh, the
there window. We go. Yeah, the whole
get that pussy window. Back in here. Pussy cat.
What's the cat's name?
Elvis.
Elvis.
Yeah,
that's a good name.
So look, I think it was the perfect storm against the Bucks tonight. I mean, the Heat shot their best three-point percentage of the year. They're like the 27th best shooting team in the NBA from three. And the Bucks had their worst shooting percentage from three for the year. So.
And what sucks is that this has happened 1,000 fucking times. This is how they win playoff games.
I have a question then. If it's consistently happening to the Bucks, that's got to be something in the scheme, right? Because everybody says like, well, you know, you're never going to make this many threes, but if you're always giving open threes, the chances of you making them are greater. So, like, at what point do we have to, like, just – you can't just say every single time, like, oh, it was just an outlier if it seems to be consistent.
Before I answer that, Treb says, hey, look, it's Bart's version of Five Wide. Oh, Christ.
Oh, a Zaman show.
So let's make it a six box, ladies and gentlemen. Tim Shea!
Oh! In my heart! Is that a working man?
Tim, you work tomorrow, your first day. Go get some rest. Watch some 60 Minutes. Have a glass of wine.
I'm going to. Don't worry.
The money's just too good out there on them streets?
Oh, right now they are.
What is the traffic like? Are people, like, pissed? Or they went to a Bucks game at Chrysler, so they probably don't give a shit.
Yeah, there were a couple drunk people who were, I think, got out a little out of hand at the game. I started taking people home midway through the third quarter.
Wow.
Once I knew the game was over, I fired up the car.
Wow.
Tim, are you heading home to your home that totally
driving electric real vehicle that might start on fire and is backed by Elon Musk? 4-on-4.
Yeah, I heard there was tainted meat.
Yeah, there's COVID vaccines in the meat at Walmart. One lady said. Yeah.
That's just good value.
Well, I make sure, like, when I shop for meat, I'm like, can I also get car oil and a new wardrobe here? Otherwise, I'm not going to buy them. Buy your meat at a grocery store or a butcher.
Oh, I had to get a new wardrobe.
Walmart's great for a lot of shit. I ain't buying my fucking meat there.
No.
Is that white privilege?
I get the polio vaccine meat. It works well for me. So.
Oh, you get that there?
I haven't got polio yet.
Yeah. Their frozen pizzas come with the rabies vaccine.
Do they have penicillin meat too?
Easy. No, that's exclusively a Target brand.
Okay.
Yeah, like that Taylor Swift record. So, Tim, Jake wants to know if you're bailing on me or what the deal is.
No, we'll find time. I just, you know, it's going to be a little different.
He's got to go apartment shopping now.
Now that you got a job, you get a new house.
Oh, yeah. I need to find an apartment. Yes.
Yeah, Tim's been homeless, living out of his car the last 2 months around. It's been pretty fucked up, but.
Tim, who's going to be your boss, man?
I'm going to have a couple of
them. Big Rod Filey.
I actually don't know for sure.
I wanted to know, Tim, what years did you work for the Brewers? Because I was wondering if we ever crossed paths.
2006 to 2018.
Okay, so we probably crossed paths. All right. I worked in the visitors clubhouse 06 to 08.
Oh, so you know Alex Sanchez.
Oh, yeah.
And Ben Wilkes. And
Ben, yeah, Big Ben.
Phil and all those guys. And
fucking Phil, yeah, okay. Unfortunately.
My office was right across from the umpire's room.
Okay. Yeah, Bart, you know Phil. He's the guy with the yellow hair that walks around like he owns fucking Miller Park.
Yeah, that's the key to being somewhere is you got to walk around like you own it and nobody – we'll ask you any questions.
Yeah. Good job.
I didn't watch a minute of this Brewers series against the Padres. Not one fucking second.
We gotta win. Oh.
Okay. Can I talk about the Brewers for a sec?
Yeah, isn't Woody like halfway dead now too?
Okay. So I called your voicemail and my dog started like playing with the cat, which never happens, and I lost all train of thought. But what I've realized, it was after they lost. They lost like 11-2, right? Mm-hmm. And what I realized was that I'm still mad at the Brewers for the hater trade because they lost that game. So all of it came back to me. I'm like, okay, so you effed up with the hater trade. You did not pay Corbin Burnes because your intentions are to sign Brandon Woodruff, the injury prone player. And it all came back to me that I'm still so freaking pissed at the Brewers for the Josh Hader trade and organizationally of how they handle everything. I was skewed by their winning streak at the beginning of the year and these young prospects, but like they screwed it up so much, man.
Our buddy Tim Allen said it's the best win of the year in May or in April.
I don't know. The way that game ended today was fantastic. So,
yeah, I mean,
I was watching Lakers Memphis. Am I a shitty Wisconsin fan? I was watching the NBA. But I got to talk about the NBA all week. I have no idea how this game is going.
I have a Brewers question. I want to piggyback on Austin's comment about the hater trade. Because, what a disaster. Because it's not a disaster that they traded him. It's that they did the ultimate Herb Cole move where, well, we'll kind of get a prospect, but he won't be like a top prospect. But we also want to compete now, so we need some like players that are going to be on the roster. And all of it added up to like a bowl of shit. So if you would have traded him and just said, yeah, we want your best prospects, think about how awesome this year is now. And then we'd have even more guys ready to come in and like keep this youth movement going. But yeah, it really sucks that like you essentially have arguably the best reliever in baseball. And what do you get to show for it? Zilch, zero, nothing. Like that is a bummer.
Well, Jake, they did turn it into William Contreras, though.
That doesn't count.
No. You don't get to turn that into something.
Well, the prospect they traded for him, you can't connect those things.
You can't connect those things to rationalize a bad decision.
Right, because then where does the thread stop? It just keeps going and going and going and going and going.
The fact that we even brought up the Brewers makes me think that we're all like not that upset about the Bucks' loss.
William Contreras. Yeah,
the Bucks are going to win this series.
I know.
This all comes back to the J.J. Hardy trade, right?
Yeah. Proves it right.
But yeah.
All right. Any of you guys, any of you knuckle dicks got anything else to say?
I'm fresh out, boys. I'll watch you on YouTube. Love all you guys. You have the best takes. I love listening to y'all.
Likewise, Austin, I like your Jim Morrison. Oh, he left.
He left. Yeah.
I don't have anything else to add other than I hope that Ron is still in the StreamYard room like 2 hours from now. Like, where?
Well, I think is Matt. Are you still here?
Matt in the tub.
Don't know where Matt went.
I want to go back to Jake's question about, like, if a team continues to hit threes against us, is it the scheme? And, like, I don't know if you guys read the Eric Name piece about, like, Coach Bud's timeout stuff, like the use it or lose it timeout. If you did, go check it out. But, like, I feel like this coaching staff doesn't get enough credit for their level of sophistication. And I think that part of the reason they hit so many threes today is we kind of abandon like the core of the defense. They stopped calling like certain schemes that they otherwise would have. So I feel like they kind of waved the flag saying like, we're not going to win this game without Giannis. So they just kind of chucked up threes to try and get back in the game, and it didn't work out. So I guess I, for one, am giving the Bucks a clean slate starting on Wednesday, and we'll see what happens. So
my response, if they lose on Wednesday, I might be a little – but I don't know. I mean, how – if Giannis is back and they lose on Wednesday, you were 0-2 to the Nets and 0-2 to the Suns. And you can say different – year, different team, but okay, this is a better team. It should be. I think you just chalk it up.
Not a habit you want to get into.
Hmm?
Not a habit you want to get into.
No, I know, but and maybe there is something to the fact that the Heat have been playing high intensity games for the last week, and they're kind of in the playoffs. And the Bucks said a week off. I wish that wasn't the case. Maybe it's a jinx of the blue court. How honestly, it's not like it's not a jinx of the blue court. I tweeted blue court jinx and. People don't understand what a fucking joke is. No, actually, Bout, it's because Bud was out-coached by – actually, Bout, it's because – okay, that's fantastic. But there needs to be an investigation why this court's been this – I mean, what the fuck? Get a new –
just fucking paint it.
Just – yeah.
It'll be back.
No one likes the court.
It'll be back.
Play on the Marquette court. Jeez, I mean, come on.
They said it'll be back for game five. And now, so now that we're having a game five, we will know if they were lying or not.
Do you remember earlier this year, Marquette started playing on the Bucks court because it was damaged? So what's going on underneath?
What's going on? People need to know.
Are you insinuating that people watched Marquette basketball before March?
Oh, God, yeah.
Wow.
You I should.
There's some bodies buried under that court, man.
Tim Shake, get some investigative recording or reporting going on at CBS about this. This is what the people want.
Day one.
Yeah, send one of your hottie reporters on that.
I know where I'm going tomorrow. I know story number one when I have news. What is up?
Tim, I can't believe that you're going to a real job tomorrow.
I know.
What it sounds like. I actually had a dream. I told you this. I had a dream a few nights ago that I got hired also at CBS 58 as a producer, and I woke up so fucking pissed that I had a real job. I was just, like, heartbroken. And then I realized I didn't, and I was like, woo. I was pumped.
You are the Peter Pan of local sports.
Have a good night.
All right, Q, thank you. We'll talk to you later.
To Q's take, man. Isn't the Bucks' defensive philosophy to like guard the three-point line and funnel everyone into Lopez, who then blocks their shot when they try to drive the lane? Like, isn't that part of the Bucks' defensive philosophy?
I they didn't have any philosophy today. I don't know.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Sucked ass, man.
with Giannis out, I think it just everything changed.
Yeah. All right, Jake.
Love you guys.
We'll talk. Love you. I just want to go through some of these comments. Tim, you want to stay?
Oh, sure.
Ron, I like think for your safety, I need to keep you on here.
Yeah, I think so. You need to keep me safe, Bart.
Yeah. Giannis X-ray is negative.
Yep. He's clear. Budenholzer said he's clear.
He's playing Wednesday?
Whatever that means. Don't.
I'm pretty sure he's playing. We've been talking this whole time under the assumption he's playing Wednesday.
Correct. I would assume he'll play Wednesday. You get 2 days off, all right? He'll be fine.
Jay Freely wants to know if it's a must-win game, too. And I would go back to no, because we've seen the Bucks go down 0-2 before. If they were down 0-2 to the Suns and 0-2 to the Nets in a year they won the final, being 0-2 down to this awful – this Heat team, I know they won today. They're not good. It's a bad team. And they're going to need minutes out of Duncan Robinson now. This guy, like, makes Nikola Jokic look like he's good at defense.
I think someone put some chairs out after the Bucks lost game two.
I did have Zach Gelb comment in here. Bart, line up the chairs. Gelby, I did think about doing it tonight because it's raining and it would have been like a nice video, but I'm not ready to. And I don't want to rehash that bit. I love rehashing everything else I do. Coming up next, an interview I did once with Frank Caliendo, but I don't want to do that. Let's take a look at the box score. Giannis only played 11 minutes. Soft. Just kidding. But he had 6 points. Middleton with 33. Bobby off the bench with 2. The numbers that I think are important to tell you are 0. That's how many minutes Connaughton played. West played a little more than I thought he would, but he knocked down some big threes. And, of course, he's in there defensively. Joe Ingles did make some threes, so that was good. Jay Crowder, 1-for-5, 0-for-4 from 4. Very bad. I did see some comments that Grayson's unplayable in this series. I disagree with that. I don't think anybody's unplayable. The Heat are no good. Man, I'm going to Pato Sportsbook tomorrow. I'm putting – Jesus Christ, how much money do I got in my bank account? $18. I'm putting all $18 on the Bucks winning game two. Melissa says, Bucks shot 25% from 3, and the Heat shot 60%. That's it. That's the game. The problem is that we've done this before a lot. We've done this before a lot. Oh, wow. Tim's breaking into somebody's home. Jason says, winning game one is as important as being first in line at Big Unit's cigar dinner. Tired says, Bart needs to do a show from the chairs going forward. That's what I could make the background to be. That I like, my YouTube background. Lee says, it wasn't even a blowout despite us losing Giannis and shooting the ball woefully while they had their best shooting performance of the season. Guys, that's really what it comes back to for me. This game sort of felt over, could have been over, and against any team that's capable, it would have been over. But the Bucks still had a weird shot, they were still in the game with a minute and a half to go. The Heat are not good. They are not good. They were motivated to get the win. They've been playing basketball. Giannis got hurt. We shot like shit. They made it. Now they won a game. And I don't know if the people at TNT are aware of this or not, but it is not a one-game series. This is a seven-game series. And the Heat, I'm not saying the Heat can't win another one. Maybe they do. Maybe they fuck around and win two more. But you win in three? Someone telling me Bucks lost home court advantage. If you think this was going to be a 4-3 final, like if you think this was going to be Bucks in seven and that they lost home court advantage and now they're doomed, I mean, where is the confidence in this team? They're the number one seed overall. They won a title 2 years ago. They have the best player in the world. I know that the playoffs are intense and it's like, oh shit, this is for real now. And I get that. And I felt a lot of that too tonight, but I mean, at least wait until they're down 0-2 to start. Like, I just feel like we don't learn any lessons. We'll never learn any lessons. We almost want to suffer. We want the pain. We want the agony. And as much as I can scream about it, I realize, Timmy, that I'm just screaming into the void.
It's the game one jinx, whatever. 5-7, you said?
Yeah, it was Bud, 5-7. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd go put money on them winning and covering on Wednesday.
But game two is probably not going to be. Oh, Ron just flat out disappeared.
Yeah. He left. He waved goodbye.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. I don't know if you caught him.
Clearly not. All right. Here we go. New YouTube background on the Dan Shaney video stream.
There we go.
How about that?
Get in your chair.
You I got the lean chairs. Back. I lean got the chairs that chair. Corey helped me with. I got the chairs. A lot of comments came in. I wasn't able to watch them all or see them all. I'm trying to figure out if there's any. And now I'm like, oh, shit. There's like nasty shit going on in here.
Oh, boy. What?
I don't want to. Here, I'm just gonna put some comments up, okay? No, I can't. I can't put that one up.
Who was it from?
Tired. I can't put that one up. Matt says, Walmart is one of the top grocers in the country by sales, maybe first. Adam says, we buy meat at Walmart here in Arkansas. Yeah, I shouldn't have ripped on Walmart either. Praise be to Sam Walton. Praise be. All right, Omaha Steaks, that's the meat where I buy. See, I buy my meat at Omaha Steaks. And they got a pretty good burger deal going on right now. Would you like to hear about it?
Give it to me.
Yeah, I will. I will give it to you. They have – their burgers are made out of steaks, Tim. They've got like filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and brisket burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code BART at checkout. You get $20 off your orders at the 129 clip. Then you get $20 off with the promo code BART.
Sounds delicious.
Chad says, as a Wisconsin sports fan base, we are permanently scarred by every one of the state's teams. I get that, but why for the Bucks still? They won. They won. Everybody still in this state watches every game like it's the Packers in the NFC Championship. Every game of every team. And I would think that, like, you know, because that's what we're used to. We understand the stakes of the playoffs. We understand the high stakes, but we always look at it through a Packers lens. We always look at it that way. The Bucks are they got you freaked out. They got you worried. They just won a title 2 years ago. They were down 2-0 to teams way better than this. So I understand we're always scarred and we never like wearing t-shirts and we're always worried about wanting to cheer too loud. And in Wisconsin, like dressing up to a wedding means wearing your shirt from work, the nice polo with your company logo right here. But my God, man, it's the Bucks. Packers will be fine. Breathe only the – or Bucks will be fine. Only the Packers choke. I think that's pretty good. So I got some voicemails, but I'll play those tomorrow. I'll talk some more Brewers tomorrow. Although by the time I wrap up the Padres series, they got another night game. What the fuck's going on?
Out west, West Coast.
Are you like late nervous nights at all for a new job or what?
Yeah, I am. I got those little butterflies going.
Whenever I start a new job, and it's happened way more often than it should, whenever I start a new job, I like to give it 3 weeks. Like everything that is foreign to me now, in about 3 weeks, I'll understand, like it'll make sense to me. Like Olaf says in Frozen, this will all make sense when I am older.
I'll never forget the first day I worked at 1250. They stuck me with your show.
Yeah, well, it's built a lifelong friendship.
Because that's what I did. I did your show, then I did, then I worked with Sam, and then I worked with Adam.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Yep. And it's built a friendship to this day that remains strong. The bond is unbreakable.
Unbreakable.
Do you think if Morgan Wallen played 82 shows a year at Miller Park, he would draw better than the Brewers?
Yes.
Like, not just two shows, 82 shows.
Yes. In a row? Or just 82
shows? Like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, day show. Weekend in St. Louis, come back. If Morgan Wallen did the Brewers schedule.
Yes. He would outdraw
the Brewers.
He probably outdrew the Brewers so far this year.
Put Morgan Wallen on the calendar for 81 dates. We're talking Monday nights, Wednesday afternoons, Sunday afternoons, Saturday nights, some Saturday day. If he played 81 dates at Miller Park, who would have a higher attendance? Morgan Wallen or the Milwaukee Brewers? 414-799-1250. No, remember 414-677-1250?
677-1250. We changed the phone lines.
Yeah. Which cost me money because it knocked me off the air doing that CBS show one night.
I know. I remember how pissed you were.
I was fucking pissed. I was pissed. So the Bucks don't play again until Wednesday, 8 o'clock.
I will be in the building for that one.
Oh, okay. You got tickets? When do you start your overnight shift?
I don't know. I'll know more tomorrow. But I think the first like week or two is going to be, you know, days.
Well, keep me up to date on when you're going to sleep.
What?
Because Tim's doing a shift from 2 a.m. to 10 a.m. eventually.
Yeah.
I want to know if you sleep. I think you're going to end up sleeping during the day.
Someone made a good point, and they said, you probably want to go to bed at like 4 or 3. Four in the afternoon. Because if you go to bed right away, basically you're going to be running on fumes towards the end of your shift on, you know, come the 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock hour. Where if you go to bed at 4, you're just starting. I'm like, yeah,
that's why I always liked working in the morning, because I like getting work out of the way
now
and then Kevin having Holden, the rest of my day.
Yeah. Kevin Holden told me don't split my sleep up. And that's what I did when I was at the radio station. I would get home about 10:15, 10:30.
That's what I was kind of doing.
And then sleep for 4 hours and then have my day at night and then go to bed back at like 8 or 9.
When I've had jobs where I've worked at night, it's just like, because you're just thinking about having to go to work the whole fucking day.
That's going to be the problem.
Yeah, you don't want that. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I need to say about the Bucks. I don't think there is. I think we'll just see what happens on Wednesday. Look, if they win, everyone's going to be feeling fine. Ah, no, you'll still be a little nervous. You're going to need to see them win in Miami. You'll need to see them win in Miami before you get back on the rationale train. If they lose, I don't know. Look, you look at all these other series, and I've been talking about these other series and like talking to fans of these other series. Warriors fans don't think the series is over. Cavs fans don't think the series is over. Grizzlies fans don't think the series is over. Bucks fans with the best player in the world are worried that the season and the series is over. That is uniquely a Wisconsin trait. We got a great state here. We got a lot of great people. We still haven't figured out how to root for sports teams. It is very annoying. And it really pisses me off. I wonder what the sports radio guys will say tomorrow.
I wonder what here in Milwaukee, they'll probably talk about the Brewers for 5 hours.
Yeah. Bucks don't exist. All right, Tim. Well, hey, good first day of work. Congratulations. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you. I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to it, actually.
We will be at the same time tomorrow, at least from 9 to 11 on Monday morning. We will be getting paid on a payroll with paying taxes at the same time for the first time since August 15th.
How about that?
Look at us.
Oh, good job today, too. I listened to you for most of the day until the last hour when, for some reason, XM kicked you out and then started playing an automated message that said, due to a live sporting event on this station, you can no longer hear this station.
So, good, because the last hour I really wilted pretty good.
But you were good. I do like your let's get rid of sports in Colorado.
Yeah, I brought that take to the national airwaves.
You did talk about the Bucks court.
I did bring that up. Yes, I did on the national airwaves.
You talked about that. What else did you talk about? God, it seems like forever ago.
I will tell you that on the next show, you'll hear me talk with Sparky. I'm going to have him on brighter than you on Monday.
Oh, that'll be nice. Yeah. What are you guys going to talk about? NBA?
Probably the Bucks. Probably the Bucks. Maybe you a little bit. Maybe you.
I'm trying to, like, look. It used to be public knowledge. I was trying to get this up quick, but I can't find it. To see what uniforms the Bucks would be wearing the next game.
I think it's the black ones again.
Again? Okay.
I think a black, black, green, green.
Did you see who is back announcing with TNT for the playoffs this year?
Gus.
Yeah.
Oh, my Mark Jones, anti-Mark Jones tweets are not because the Warriors lost. I don't like him as an announcer. He did the Kings-Warriors game. He is a thesaurus. That's not what I'm looking for. That's not my style of announcer.
I can't believe they gave him that game.
Because he's a Kings guy. Yeah. All right. We will be back with a show posted Tuesday morning. We'll talk more Bucks fallout, talk some Brewers. Might dick around and talk some more COVID vaccine and meat. Who knows? Thanks, everybody, for being here. I'm Bart Winkler. Love you all.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.